The following program has been brought to you by Rolling Press, a family-run, eco-friendly printing company. For more information, visit rollingpress.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Food porn is hard to define, but you know it when you see it. There are millions of pictures uploaded to the internet every single minute of every day, and many of them are pictures of food. How is this never-ending stream of media affecting cuisine? We spoke to Christian Seal, a photographer and videographer who works for critically acclaimed Chicago restaurants Alinea, Next, and Aviary.
Taking a picture is no longer a novel thing. Everybody can document anything all the time. So where you were once able to compose something and expose it nicely, that is no longer enough. So from a photography standpoint, you really have to distinguish yourself as a professional in order to cut through all the noise. As a diner, it doesn't bother me when I'm out to eat and people take pictures of food, as long as they're not making the entire table stop. In my opinion, that's where the etiquette needs to come into place. I think what people get upset about is when you're in a group of six people and everyone has to wait for 90 seconds while somebody takes a picture of the meal, or something starts to wilt or something gets cold, and these are all compromising the food. I don't agree with that, but the argument could be made also that the documentation of the meal is in itself part of the experience. It's great to be able to look on the internet and see exactly what a restaurant is doing. Whether you're a home cook who wants to kind of spice up your presentation, or you're a professional chef who is trying to get an idea of where the market is, it's really wonderful to have that as a resource. I guess the downside is it's just infinite noise. You have to cut through it in order to be noticed.
Christian Seal will be taking part in the panel, Is Food Porn Good for Food?, on September 14th at Taste Talks in New York City. For more info, check out taste-talks.com. I'm Adam Olsner for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.